Shalom, and we welcome you to the Voice of One Witness, my daughter Shelley.
The Messiah, coming through the seed of David, will have a throne.
Ben David, the son of David, the Messiah.
Yes.
They call him David's greater son. He is the root of David.
Right.
And he is the shoot or the branch of David.
The family tree.
So he is before David and he is after David, but he is the seed. And this promise is to all. You're going to see things in there that are to all the seed of David. But for sure, there's going to be an eternal throne that's going to be from the house of David.
That's right.
All right. So start there with verse 3 again.
I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations.
Now, what does that mean? What does it mean?
It means that God cut a covenant and that the Messiah, coming through the seed of David, will have a throne.
That's it.
And how long will it last? Forever. To all generations.
To all generations. Forever and ever. So then verse 14, Shelley.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Chesed and truth, emet, go before you.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this throne. Chesed and emet.
Glory.
Go are before it.
How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Oh, Jehovah. Oh, Lord. They walk in the light of your countenance. In your name, they rejoice all the day. And by your righteousness, they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. And by your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to Jehovah, and our King to the Holy One of Israel.
Of course, this is speaking of that eternal throne. Verse 19.
Once you spoke in vision to your godly ones and said, quote, I have given help to one who is mighty. I've exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant.
I found him. God found him.
And with my holy oil, I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arm also will strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. But I shall crush his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. My emunah, my faithfulness, and my chesed will be with him. And in my name his horn will be exalted. I shall also set his hand on the sea and on his right hand on the rivers. He will cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
Now, who is that? Of course, that's the King Messiah, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus.
And my chesed I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall be confirmed to him. So I will establish his descendants forever and his throne as the days of heaven.
Now, it's going to go back. It goes back and forth, and this can happen in prophecy. It's now going to speak of the natural sons, because we know that David had some natural sons who did not walk in the law. Yeah. Who did not keep his judgments. And so God says, I am going to punish them. But. Verse 33, I will not break off my chesed from him or from the house of David, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness. My covenant I will not violate or break, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. I don't care how mean some of those wicked kings were that descended from David.
I know it.
He said, I'm not taking it away.
That's right.
That's really Satan who tried to get all of them, you know, to come out of the covenant, tried to kill them. Right. There was a time when there was only one descendant of him left. Mm-hmm. Remember, a little baby.
Yeah.
And Queen Athaliah had tried to kill them all. Of course, all the descendants of David, there was one son left.
Got close.
Little Josiah.
God bless him.
And he was hidden by the priest for until he got to be 8 years old.
That's right.
So Satan's been against this all the time. But these words right here, oh no. Mm-mm. I don't care if they do turn. I don't care if some of them do disobey me. I've got a covenant with the house of David, and one from his seed is going to sit on my throne forever.
That's right.
So that's how
Amen.
It is. Just finish that, Shelley. Start with verse 34.
Okay, and my covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His descendants shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and the witness in the sky is faithful.
Hallelujah.
Selah.
Every day you see the sun, every day you see the moon, and they're witnesses to God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be this eternal throne. Jesus
yes.
is going to come and set up a kingdom, and he is going to sit on that throne forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, Solomon, at the temple dedication, they dedicated the temple, you remember, and there they came and they sang hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo, and the glory of the Lord came in. Well, Solomon, that was a whole week of celebration mm-hmm. because it was the Feast of Tabernacles. So we have a prayer of Solomon where he just humbled himself before the people. It's so touching.
Oh,
but
yes.
I want you to see that the people, the leaders, when they were in right standing, when they were walking right, they always relied on the covenant and they talked covenant, which is what we should do.
Yes. God
so then Solomon us. Stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. Solomon had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, 3 cubits high, and had set it in the court. And he stood on it. Everyone could see him. Then he knelt on his knees.
Mm.
In the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven, and said,
O Yehovah,
Elohim of Israel,
yes.
there is no God like you
mm-hmm.
in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant and showing chesed.
And showing.
There's no other place we can look uh-huh. for someone so powerful.
Yes.
The Creator. Who actually walks in covenant with us.
That's right.
And shows us chesed to your servants who walk before you with all your heart.
Amen.
Now he's gonna go back. You see, you go back and you're the Lord's remembrancers. You say, this was said and this was said.
That's right.
So that's what he does. There's no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping brit, covenant, and showing chesed to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You spoke with your mouth and with your hand have fulfilled it this day. Now, therefore, O Jehovah, God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, what you promised him, saying, you shall not like a man to sit before me on the throne of Israel. Hallelujah.
So he's quoting the contract.
He's quoting it. God, you got a covenant for the throne. Now, therefore, O Lord God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you spoke to your servant David. And later on that same week, this happened. When all the people, another prayer of Solomon, and he sacrificed a lot of animals. When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed down with their, because he sacrificed and fire came from heaven and licked it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When all the people of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed down with their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, Ki tov, ki le'olam hasdo, for he is good and his mercy endured forever.
Glory to
God. Glory. Ezra, you remember when he came mm-hmm. back from captivity, Babylonian captivity, and he led the people. And this tells us that it was responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra 3:11, and they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. Ki tov, ki le'olam hasdo. They sang all the time. They
Glory.
Worshiped. And they took that before the Lord in their prayers. We're going to skip on down right here to Daniel just to show you how they would use that when they prayed. We're going to look here at Daniel and Nehemiah. In Daniel 9:4, Daniel, he sees that 70 years is up. He looks in the Word, and he goes to God in prayer.
Amen.
I prayed to Yehovah my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and hesed with those who love him and keep his commandments. See,
wow.
They want answers. And what they're going to do, they're going to lift up. We're in covenant.
Yeah. Yes.
And you are a covenant-keeping God. It was the same with Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah is over in the capital of the Persian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And someone comes back. Remember, 42,000 people went over with Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone came back and reported kind of to Nehemiah, who's cupbearer to the king.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how are things back home in Jerusalem? Bad.
Mm-hmm.
The walls crumbled. And Nehemiah says, as soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. Nehemiah 1:4. And I continued fasting and praying before the Lord God of heaven. And I said, O Lord God of heaven, great and awesome God. How does he address him? Who keeps covenant and hesed with those who love him and keep his commandments. You know, we can do the same thing, Shelley.
Oh, yes.
We can say, God, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
You keep covenant.
That's right.
And hesed. And Jesus signed my covenant in your blood.
Yes.
And your covenant says such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it wipes away all doubt.
Mm-hmm.
A covenant-keeping God would never want his children. He would never say, well, I'm going to teach you a lesson and give you cancer. Mm-hmm. That is craziness.
Because in covenant, you're a reflection of the partner that you have enjoined yourself to.
That's right.
Just like with Livingston and Stanley, that staff was a part of a reflection of whom he had joined himself
to. That's right.
So if we're joined to God, he who joins himself with the Lord is one spirit.
He is.
And we reflect his goodness, his glory, his ability, one with him.
Yes, and
covenant.
That's what he wants reflected. Remember what it says in Micah. I got to find this here. Micah 7:18. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity, passing over transgression? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in hesed.
Getting to know our Father.
Oh, what, getting to know our Father. Hallelujah.
What does he delight in?
Hallelujah. And he has an eternal marriage covenant, the Father with Israel.
Yes.
He said in Hosea 2:19, I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice and in hesed and mercy.
Mm.
Through that harlot that he had the prophet, Hosea Mary.
Right.
He said, I'm going to forgive him.
Yeah.
And I promise that I'll be betrothed to them forever. Oh, Shelley, there's so many I wanted to read, and we don't have time.
Why don't
bless
you write
the Lord,
a book,
bless
Mom.
The Lord. I may write a book on this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.